Put the marker there. I go back up to this page. I go back over here.
Football season! Yeah!
We're running late, so we'll do this.
60. 59.
We'll do this.
This is a countdown. 57.
The Slade and Mason show.
We're going to fire this guy if he don't start coming up on time.
The Slade and Mason show. 38.
I don't care how perfect.
You're listening 36, to the countdown.
35.
The Slade and
34.
Mason show.
7.
11.
Yes.
4.
10.
This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
8.
6.
2.
2.
5.
1.
1.
Oh my. Wait a minute. Oh, God, I'm falling.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
I love that abbreviated version. It's great.
All right. Now, all right. For those of you who do not know, I don't know, where did that other 40 seconds go?
It got dilapidated. That's our official we're running late intro to the Slade and Mason show.
well, that's a funny start. You know, I've listened to a couple of these shows. I gotta figure out, I'm gonna change my name. I'm gonna call me Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Right, you are, sir.
Yes. Correct. Oh, great one.
Because I don't know if anybody enjoys this program, but I know I sure as hell do. It's like I get kicks out of this.
Oh, so. People are listening. People are listening. All right. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It's just like a radio program.
Us. It's not about you
at all. Where we share with you news stories and things you see throughout the week is our take on it. We're basically saying things you're thinking. Would you never hear this on the radio?
That's absolutely right. This
we
is
are
why we're
just,
not anything like any
yes,
radio show you've ever
heard. We're just having fun. Like, don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy. All the music is brought to you by Dan.
Actually,
Music.
I'm not having fun. Screw you.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll just say bye, everybody. All right. Anyway. Look, all the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music because, well, quite frankly,
we're damn cheap.
That's right. Don't forget to check out that picture from Instagram from 2016, the Twitter picture from 22, excuse me, or X picture. X picture.
The X-rated picture.
If you're enjoying what you're listening to, please call 911 or your mom. As always, we'll talk about Icy Something, Icy Treats, our sponsor. Again, we are running a little bit late. So, Mr. Slade, I'll ask you this pointed question. I'm going to go direct and to the point. I'll point this directly question pointed, directly pointed at you. I'll point the question directly. I'm going to
make sure that question, you're specific in your query and make sure that it is a specific query and does end with a question mark. Oh, you're getting inspired, I see.
Sibilance. Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Would you by chance, I mean, miracle of miracles, I mean, it is Sunday, and it is morning time, and it is time to possibly rant for the new week. Do you have a Sunday morning rant?
Let me tell you something, my brother.
Okay.
Do you know what today is?
Yes,
today
it is Sunday.
It is the 17th day of September. It is also, and people have forgotten because I haven't heard one mention. Do you know what this is?
Groundhog
this
Day.
This is the last weekend of summer.
No. That was last week. Labor Day.
No, that was last week, man. No,
before you missed it. You missed it. No, man. You missed it, dude.
The unofficial end
of
summer.
You blew it.
The official end of summer is the 22nd.
No, you
and that's when we start fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't start with me because it's like I'm the crotchety one. I told you, I have explained, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were not here. But before we went on the air, I explained to my partner that as I've gotten older, I have started to earn my crotchety title. because it's like I'm tired of putting up with the foolishness of you young people.
Oh, I gave
you
that.
Young
I gave
people
you
are getting on my wild
eye. I gave you that title years ago, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Actually, again, I was just having a little fun there. But you know, we have talked on this program about products and how people just continue to change and try and reinvent the wheel. I got a story yesterday, and I got this yesterday. What is, other than the picture itself, what is the best thing about going to the movies?
Me personally, I know it seems weird, but I like being surrounded in an area where everybody's got the same mentality. We're all there to have a good time and enjoy the movie. Because, quite frankly, it is not the sound. The sound quality.
Let me redirect this question.
All right, go ahead.
Because other than the picture, the theater itself, and the ambiance, what is the best part about being in the theater? It's the popcorn, you idiot.
Oh, no. I will slam that down so hard, you won't even know what hit you. No, it is not the popcorn. Sorry.
The reason I brought this up is because there is a problem with movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's causing gastro issues for some.
It's always caused gastro issues. It's pure fiber, baby.
No, but again, up until, do you remember when McDonald's French fries were good?
Yeah, they cooked them in lard.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, that's the same thing that popcorn went through. J Station X says that movie theater popcorn is giving some people, the runs. And the reason is the high salt content, the artificial flavoring, and the added butter substitutes. Not butter, but butter substitutes.
Yep.
And the oil used for popping the popcorn and the large portion sizes may also be contributing. The thing of it is that it's because you ruined a very simple formula, just like you did when you decided that, hey, I'm going to make this product even better than it was.
Yep.
You don't sit there and try and reinvent the wheel. And just like, and one of the reasons that my partner fails to love theater popcorn is because he's got taste buds and it's like, and he knows that it's garbage. But there was a time when we were children, theater popcorn was very, very good.
Yes, it was.
And you enjoyed getting the butter. I mean, it was real butter. And you enjoyed getting butter on your fingers, and you're actually looking under your fingernails to get the butter out
of it. And you know, you make an interesting point. They go through the trouble of buying the most expensive popcorn kernels, Orville Redenbacher popcorn. They advertise it right on the top, and then they put all the crap on top.
And then they throw garbage on it. Now, I mean, look, we have talked about this. There's no reason for there to be 16 brands of Cheerios. There's no reason to have 19 brands of Oreos. It's like, and there's no reason to ruin what the one thing that I really enjoyed, because it's like, no, you're right. The sound sucks in the theaters because it's all ill-balanced.
Yep.
The theater is usually like 20 degrees. So, you know, and then, of course, you're always going to have those idiots who decide, hey, yeah, but don't give them all. Okay.
I'm sorry, did that go again?
But like I said, but again, I even forgave it that it now costs you $150 for a ticket to go to a movie theater. I even forgave that they raised all the candy, so it's $8 for a box of Milk Duds.
Yep.
But my God, the one thing that made movie going acceptable was the fact that I was gonna have buttery fingered popcorn. And it's like, and it's not even butter. I mean, listen to this. I mean, okay, high salt, artificial flavorings, and added butter substitutes. What the hell are all those things? Give me some popcorn, some salt, and some butter. Boom, done.
Yep.
Anyway, nope, it raised my ire, and it's like, it's another reason, besides the absolute ridiculous cost of going to the movies. It's like, you know, again, you go on a date. If you're going on a real date, you're going to spend $150 to go on a date. And remember when it used to be, hey, we go to the soda shop, we go to the movies for $50, and then it's like, I go to Makeout Corner.
Hey, JD, what's a soda shop?
Oh, my God. Okay. I keep forgetting.
I caught you on that one.
I'm so much older than you are.
Not that much.
We used to have soda shops. Yes.
Yeah. We have a few.
We used to go in Fredericksburg, and they had the nice little spinny stools.
Yep. You know, we still have those.
Instead of the counter.
Yeah. So. They're still here.
So, but the problem is that they're not serving anything like they served when they were first put in there.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm getting older. I'm just tired. It's like I'm getting cranky. So, you know, again, just don't piss me off and it's like, I won't be mad at you.
All right. Clear your throat. All right. Yeah. So I get it. And you're right. Because when we go to the movie theater, the boys will get the big, huge barrel of popcorn. Yeah. And yeah, I don't feel good after that. But I make popcorn at home from scratch. And here's my recipe. It's stupid easy. You guys ready? All right.
Yep.
Go get that circa 1980, 1990, very, very barely thin-walled, copper-bottomed, Revere-ware 3-quart pot, okay, with the handle. You with me so far? Okay. I want you to pour enough olive oil to start putting an extra virgin, by the way. Start to pour the olive oil in, and then it fills.
Yeah, because
like
we don't want any
quarters
of those olive oils that have been tainted.
Yeah, we don't want they've had a good time. You know what I'm saying? We
promiscuous want, olive oil.
We want them virgin olive oil. Yeah, all right, nice and slippery. Now, okay. Now, after you've done that, you're gonna put 1/3 cup of popcorn kernels into that oil and crank the heat all the way up and put the lid on. And as soon as you start to hear the popping, start moving it until it's all done. And then quickly dump the whole thing into an awaiting bowl. That's the most important thing because you need to get off the heat. And then go microwave about 2 tablespoons of real butter. Real butter. With me? Real butter. And then sprinkle that on top and grab about a half a teaspoon of salt and sprinkle that on top. Shake, shake, shake. I did that. I brought next door to my fellow who's a little
Archie Bunkerish.
And he was like, where did this? How did you?
I bet the black people didn't make this.
Oh my gosh. Because you got to realize everybody around me is used to the open up the packet, stick it in the microwave. That's their idea of popcorn. And that stuff, I don't know if you've ever had that stuff, but after you've had like a couple of handfuls, you got this on the roof of your mouth, like a film.
Well,
it's
disgusting.
That's the hydrogenated vegetable.
Every once in a while, I would buy some Orville Redenbacher popcorn, you know, with the heavy theater butter. But it's not the same.
It's not.
So it's like I just did away with that.
Yeah.
I'm finding myself that my diet is becoming very, very simple as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Again, and not really being a connoisseur. It's like, I also, anyway.
All right.
The thing of it is that, listen, I just happened to see this thing about antacids.
Oh.
That a long-term antacid use could be really bad for your health. Well, you know, here's the funny thing. Mm-hmm. When I went in for surgery, one of the things, they gave me a list of medicines that I had to do, and they wanted me to take 2 Tums every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, okay, if I don't have acid indigestion or reflux, why am I taking a Tums every day?
Was this when you were in the hospital or after you got out?
After I got out.
I have no idea.
Maybe. And it's like, and then I realized that. No, this is a medicine, but it's like, it's not being, I don't have the symptoms to treat that the medicine's for. So I stopped taking them and it didn't kill me. I stopped taking them. What's this now? This is 2023. That was 2014. Yeah. 2014.
Yeah. It won't kill you, but you know what might kill you?
Oh God. Oh, I've already struck again. Go ahead. I know what's coming. It's like, oh, beware. I'm telling you, Dan, it is getting dangerous out there.
Oh yeah. That was interesting. It was a recent, let me find this story. Actually go lose weight. Missed training in physics in 3 years. All right. Anyway. So a recent, let me reverse this. Recent article by a New York Times articleist person was basically saying, hey, you know, all you CEOs out there, you're looking to use AI to replace people. guess what, Mr. CEO? As far as making business decisions for a corporation and heading it in the right direction and taking in all the information from different avenues,
$4 million a year, by the way,
and taking this spreadsheet over here and calculating in your magical brain which direction the company should go, AI can do it in a split second and do it 10 times better than you. So maybe, Mr. CEO, just maybe.
Maybe you're going to be looking for work.
It might be time for you to be looking for work and lead those little
minions
alone.
Certainly hope you saved your money.
And this guy's making a prediction that that's the direction that we're going to be going. And recently, AI, as you know, you're putting those prompts in when you're doing the GPT chat.
Yeah.
To create ads and what have you. Apparently, the GPT chat is now taking your input. It's recalculating it, figuring out what you're trying to say, and then it re-inputs it into its own system. So that means it's not even listening to you anymore. It's interpreting.
This brings me to the point, because a few months ago we were talking and you said that AI was limited because it could only learn that, that, that.
Yeah.
I think you're finding out now that that's not quite true.
They tweaked the switch. Well, actually, as it turns out, they said they didn't technically tweak the switch. AI did it,
tweaked it
on
for
its
them.
Own.
All. Exactly. I told you, Dan.
It's coming. It's coming, baby.
The machines are going to take over the world.
Bye, everybody.
That's it. All right. Just say hello to our new masters, ChatGPT.
Open the Bay Pod now.
Dan, like I say, are you still looking forward to all this?
Absolutely. Still.
Oh, God. Yep. My partner's insane, ladies and gentlemen. I figured this out, and this is why we get along, because, like I said, there is no way that I'm seeing what's happening just in the last 8 months with AI. It's like, yeah, you should be scared. When it's time to be scared, when you start seeing that they're going to have meetings on Capitol Hill with the X and
they had those
Meta.
Why did they have them closed doors?
Because it's like, why? They don't want you to know what's going on. They're the ones who are, okay. Remember, we have a program that is time stamped where I predicted that this was not going to go well for
mankind.
It'll
be fine. Don't worry about it.
They'll be replacing you. It's like, I'll be waiting for you to go ahead and sign on the program, and there'll be some AI robot that will have done it. And next thing I know, I'm going to be thinking I'm talking to my partner, Dan Mason, and I'm talking to actually Chat XX107.
How bad could it be? How bad could it be? So
go back and just take a look at some of the 60s comic books. You want to know how bad it can be.
So
you can see it right there.
So here's something that I made a short discovery about. So I'll just roll this and you here we go.
Oh, yes, sir. Oliver.
Lisa.
Oh, Mr. Haley.
Oh, Mr. Devil. Mr. Devil, come here.
Sam Drucker.
All right,
is the place to be. Living is the life. I'm sorry.
Where did I get that? Where did I just get that recording? Where could I possibly have gotten that? All right.
Ronco.
So for you guys who's been listening to the Slade and Mason show for the past umpteen years, the recordings that I get them from archive.org/78cylinder collection. Okay. Cause I figured I can use the recordings. I'm probably not going to get stomped on if I convert them over to a YouTube video and then upload them to YouTube and, you know, get dinged. So, but now here's the other interesting thing. Archive.org also collects newspapers, magazines, periodicals, pamphlets, movies, television shows, all online, all for free.
Wow.
Their argument is we are a repository for historical purposes. It's a .org. It's an actual nonprofit. They have, I don't want to say terabytes. What's the big, what's the next one after terabytes? Like pekabytes.
I don't know.
They have pekabytes of stuff. And people will voluntarily upload things to stay in, you know, like you can do that. You can upload stuff to archive.org. Like the Slade and Mason show should really be up there.
Why haven't you sent it up there?
I don't know. But in any event, people have been uploading. Like I watched My Favorite Martian. Oh my gosh. You love that.
Hey, I was a kid again, of the Green 60s, Acres. Man. I watched television.
I watched Hogan's Heroes. I will look for F Troop shortly. Get Smart.
And by accident, heroes needs the retreat. Yeah, Larry Storch just died recently.
Did he really? What a bummer.
Yes, he did.
How old was he?
He was 99.
Oh my God! What was holding on?
Hey, you know, again, like I say, comedians. We're losing them quick, man.
Yeah, the comedians like last longer.
Yeah, because that's because we're full of pain. It comes from a painful place to be funny.
All right. Speaking of which, since we couldn't get Bob, I want you to get Mel Brooks.
Now, Mel Brooks might not be difficult. Okay, he's not dead yet.
Yeah, he's not dead.
He's not even close to dead. He's actually in great health, man.
He is funny as all get out.
He finally did. Listen, one of the best movies I ever thought he did was History of the World.
That's right.
Part one. And it's like at the end of that movie, it said, coming soon, History of the World Part two. Now, this was 1981.
No, it was earlier than that, man. It was like 1970s.
And he finally did it. And it came out on Hulu. And so it's History of the World Part Two, and it's released in four parts, but it's nowhere near as funny as the first one.
No, it's not. First one was just hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, God, I just, you know, again, it was like Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. But again, you know, again, what do I know?
Killer Rabbit.
Funny mother.
You know about the Killer Rabbit, right?
What Killer Rabbit?
In Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail?
I was not feeling well that day.
Oh, so apparently they were like, they were talking about a killer. Was that one? Let me think. Maybe it was Life
of
Brian.
Are you sure that wasn't Life of Brian?
Maybe it was Life of Brian. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll be quiet. But anyway, the killer rabbit scene, they were like, they didn't have a rabbit. So they go knocking on the door. They go, hey, you have a rabbit in a cage. Yeah. Can we borrow it for a movie? Sure. But then they put red dye all over it and look like blood. Hey, thanks for rabbit. What did you do to my bunny? All right. Anyway.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know why chicks don't like Monty Python.
That's right. Anyway, so archive.org is my new go-to for old style television. I mean, you knew it was old because here's how this works. They put together a pilot, and you can always tell the pilot because it's black and white. And if the production company says, this is all that in a box of Cheetos, the next episode is color. And you know it's been purchased. It's up
Let
and running.
Let me explain something else about television history, and
That's
I discovered
true.
This because I found out I didn't watch Bonanza when I was young. That was not me. Mm. But as I've gotten older, it's like I find myself going into the archives and watching Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I did my research on this. Do you know that Bonanza was never shot in black and white? And the reason is because the producers of Bonanza knew that RCA, the parent company of NBC, mm-hmm. was going in with color televisions, was going to be releasing color televisions out there. So they shot every episode, including the pilot, in color.
Wow.
And it was the only television show that actually started out in color in that era. Because even when you watch old Bewitched or I Dream mm-hmm. of Jeannie, mm-hmm. you know, there's a black and white episode in there somewhere.
Yep.
And like I say, and it cost more to do it. So they were taking quite a gamble. Of course, the gamble paid off because the show was on the air 19 years.
Yeah, and so, I think what people don't realize is, you know, you could pull out your smartphone and you could create an entire episode of whatever you're watching with your smartphone, complete with camera fixes and focusing and deep focus.
Again, and why is this all possible, Dan?
Aliens. But the point thing is, what people don't realize is you know, back in the 1940s, back in the 1950s, back in the 1960s, black and white camera was stupid expensive. And and color camera was in flipping sane. You had this little tiny chip on the back that was like handmade, that had to sense this is black, this is red, this is green, and this is blue. And you had to figure out where everything was. You had to have all that fired up, and then you had to save it on a tape, and you had to put it up on, I mean.
And actually, you were dealing with acetate, so you know.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Yeah, that's because you've been doing a lot of acetate, man. You got to slow down. I've had a talk with you, but all right.
Oh, hey, but I mean, but there again, you know, you and I, of course, we're weird because, like I say, we basically have studied and lived 1950s, 60s, and 70s television.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's like there is very little that you're going to get by me when it comes to knowledge about those.
between the two of us.
Because I was a zombie. I mean, I was. Yep. I was, you know, again, so constantly sitting in front of the television. You know, again, I met the Three Stooges.
Yep. If there was a Trivia Pursuit game and you put us on one team and you guys were on the other team, you'd all lose.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, you're not kidding. Nobody liked to play the entertainment cycle with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, again,
stupid.
But that's all I know. I was going to ask you. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
You know that telescope? You know the $1 billion telescope that we've got out
James
there.
Yeah.
You know that's supposed to be. Yeah. Okay. So this week they discovered a planet.
They took a picture of it.
Very, very similar to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Why did
it's got water?
Why did they do that?
It's got water. It looks like it's got craters, and it looks like there might be a source of air to breathe. I think we found the planet we wanted to screw up next. I found it. There it is. That's the one.
So
we're gonna get the mission up there, and we're gonna start sending people up there in garbage.
So,
I get it when I do this.
So my question to you is, hold on. So let's see. I'm trying to find timeline. Here we go. Past week. I think it was the past week, right? I'm crashing my computer. How come we don't have any pictures? James one stumbles onto, it's always the same one. Is that what they're? Is that an actual picture of it?
It looks like a floor, doesn't it?
Oh no, no! And sure enough, it stumbles onto planet, yada yada yada, and then the next thing you know, it's artist's rendition. So that's not even a real picture. So moving on. But yeah,
once again, Dan, listen, how much did that thing cost?
I think it was like eight.
And who paid for it? And who paid for it?
I'll tell you who paid for it.
I want
that,
my money.
Wait,
back.
Hold it. That particular project costs 1/100th of 1/10th of 1% of the tax money you paid. That's it.
So it was a whole lot.
It was.
I want my money back.
All right.
I have a receipt. I have the receipt.
I'll write
Give me my money back.
I'll write you a check.
Goodness, goodness, great. Sadly, however, we will return.
I don't know. That government's almost broke. I don't know where I want to take their check.
Only $780 trillion in debt. How bad could it be?
Today in history, September 17th, 456. Remestis, a Roman general, is besieged with a Gothic force at Ravenna. Basically, they were all wearing black on black. It was pretty cool.
1630, the city of Boston, Massachusetts is founded, and immediately everybody starts talking like a Kennedy. 1787, the United States Constitution is signed in Philadelphia, whereupon the senators respond, this is not like a draft, is that right? 1859, Joshua A. Norton declares himself Emperor Norton I of the United States. Whatever. 1957, Malaysia joins the United Nations, and nobody noticed. 1976, the first space shuttle, Enterprise, is unveiled by NASA. They had a big, huge cover, they pulled it off and went, da-da-da-da! And finally, 2007, AOL, once the largest ISP in U.S., officially announces plans to refocus the company as an advertising business and to relocate its corporate headquarters from Dulles, Virginia, to New York City. If that doesn't work, they're going to move to a garage in Topeka, Kansas and repair iPads. I'm Dan Mason, and that's September 17th.
When you're out on the road and you want something good to eat, and you don't want to waste no goddamn time, you want some food fast, tasty, cheap, come on down to Brimley's, where we only got five things. We got soda pop, we don't even got no diet, so don't even f***ing ask. We got the best goddamn chicken sandwich you ever had, and we got a cheeseburger that's second to none. That leaves us with two more items for our menu. Because remember, we only got five things. That leaves us with French fries. Crispy, delicious, moist on the inside, and lots of goddamn salt. What could that fucking fifth item be? How about the best goddamn macaroni and cheese you ever fucking put in your mouth? That's right. Ripley's only got five things. Soda, chicken sandwich, a cheeseburger, French fries, mac and cheese. And don't ask us for a goddamn salad. And don't ask for a diet soda. And if you don't like the cheese, we'll f***ing peel it off, because we ain't doing no special orders. They's all getting cheese on them. And if you want condiments, we got ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, relish, and diced onions. Help your f***ing self, because we're not here to serve you. We're here to serve you.
Come down to Brimley's. Brimley's. Really good food.
Damn good food.
Now available in 20 great locations in the tri-state area.
This is a Vitaphone Brilliant. A I'm sorry.
More like, this is off of Astounding Records.
Yes, Joe Franklin brings us the hits.
Oh my gosh, you are such a bad boy. Bad, bad Mr. Slade.
Sorry about that.
Talking over that.
Now we must return you to the Slade and Mason show.
It was such, the only such recording. A cool ditty. Okay. It's such a nice ditty.
Watch your language, buddy.
All right, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason show.
Okay, so that was, first off, that was Jelly Roll Morton doing Big Fat Ham. Now, that was in commemoration of today, National Monte Cristo Day. But I want to take this apart a little bit, just for just a half a minute, a second. Now, when I found that particular piece, I found a full orchestra piece, and I said, "That ain't it." It was a piano piece. And then I found another one, which was an orchestra piece, and it was very clean, but that wasn't it. And I knew I just wanted Jelly Roll Morton doing the piano piece. So then I Googled it, and because all I had was this recording, and it, as you heard, it was very scratchy. And I had white guys playing the piece, but it was so mechanical. It was like, how fast can I get through this piece? And then you had the quote unquote, oh, we took his recording and we converted it to digital. And now this is the piano playing it perfectly. But if you listen to the song, he doesn't play it perfectly. And that's what that's one thing I like about listening to live piano, especially when you have an artist doing a particular piece. And I like listening to someone playing guitar
when they
have
an
original
up, that's
piece.
What you like
but
to
it's
hear.
Not so much a screw up. It's more of like, yes, I have to hit this key, but I'm going to labor over that key for just a half a billionth of a second. It's just going to be a little bit different because that's the way I play that particular key when I get to that portion. It's got a feeling to it where, do you know what I'm saying? Like if you listen to someone playing a particular song, they're not going to play it straight.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm Andy
I see
Rooney.
Something icy.
All right. I see
the seasons I see. Are changing.
It's JD's. It's JD's fingers around my neck.
The chances of getting a nice, icy, refreshing treat are starting to come to an end. And that's a lead into Dan.
The time is running out.
And he missed the cue.
No, I got it. I said time is running out.
Hi.
I'm Dan Mason.
I'm Ed Bradley.
And I'm Dan Mason.
I'm Leslie Stahl. And one of you is hung like a horse.
I'm Andy Rooney. Ever wonder why
that's
some
Andy.
People will flag down the ice cream man, but they don't think about what they're having? Well, I do. And I think that you should know about our sponsor. I see something icy. What is that? Well, I'll tell you what it's all about. You see, at I see something icy, they decided they're not going to just take some ice cubes and grind them up in a ball and stick some fruity flavors on top. No. What they did was they went and they got these two big Italian ice machines that slowly rotate this heavy blade that shaves off the ice and a big huge block into making snow. Now, I don't like the snow because it mixes in with the ground and makes the earth look gray and gross. Walking through New York after a first fallen snow is nice, but after a little while it gets a little old and taxi drivers come by and they haven't gotten the catalytic converters up to date. They're spewing the black pew all over the place. Nobody likes licorice flavored ice cream. There's a reason for that. And people taking their dogs for a walk. Look, I don't want that lemon flavored ice either. And brown, that ain't chocolate. But with Icy Something Icy Treats, it's different. See, what they do is they have a big red truck, not spewing disgusting fumes, and
It's beautiful. And it parks itself and they get out there. Friend of mine, Sheila, her husband, Al, and they go ahead and set up things for your birthday party or corporate event or fundraiser. Could be any of those. Could be my retirement package. I don't know.
In any of it, we've been praying on that one, Andy.
In any event, it's pretty easy to get a hold of them. If you need a corporate event or something like that, and you want to have an icy treat, what they do is they shave that ice down, make a nice little snowfall there, and then Al puts the flavors on top. They're delicious flavors. They got pina colada, lemon cream, vanilla. I like vanilla. It's plain, simple. There's nothing going on with it. Kind of like me. Anyway, you can visit their website. It's at www.icey-somethin.
Leave out the G, for goodness sake.
I can't even spell this thing. It's just terrible. ICEY.com. Or you can call them at 804-617-8827. That's 804.
Andy, what was that number again?
Well, if you shut up and listen, I'll relay it to you. You know, I used to be a war correspondent years ago, and we used to have to type this on the keyboard. There was no one. You had to use the L. But no one remembers that anymore. It's not important, but I thought I'd mention it, since I'd have to type it 804-6L-7-8827. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I just did, I'll just share this with you one more time. So it's 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. You know, you could put them on speed dial on your phone so that for next year, when you're ready, if you're not dead like me, you can give them a call. It's 804-617-8827.
That's You'll right. be glad you did. And there's a moment with Andy Rooney. That was good. You see,
I don't know where that came from.
What radio show are you going to hear that on?
Zero.
Yes, sir. Yowzer, yowzer.
Where did that come from? Okay, so I have a question for you.
you with the bushy eyebrows.
So I've been listening to podcast after podcast after podcast, and there was one, two, three. They all touched on the same one. And for people with diabetes, Ozempic. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir. Ozempic.
You know. Did you and I talk about this at all?
This is a this is a diabetic aid to help lower those who suffer with diabetes, lower their A1C, which is the measure of how you find out how much sugar is in your system.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hollywood discovered, hey, you know, if we take these little Ozempic pills, man, we can drop off 4 or 5 pounds really quickly. And all of a sudden, the Ozempic mine ended up drying up because celebrities were just buying all the Ozempic. And people who needed it couldn't get it.
And apparently, it's not a pill. It's a shot you have to get. You actually have to go to the doctor to get the shot. So that doctor has to say, yes, you have a nice trim body and you need to keep it going so you can keep making money for Hollywood. Okay, I'll see you here every month. We'll get you an Ozempic shot. And that's what's happening. So instead of people...
And unfortunately, getting it, the ones that need it, the ones who depend on it, they can't because number one, it's priced out of their pocketbook. And two, there's a short supply of the product.
Yep. So then you got.
You got to thank people.
Then you got to go back to taking insulin, because that's all you got left.
But I'll tell you what. It's like I, 5 years ago, I think, my doctor and I discovered a diabetic medicine that was really on the. They were testing it, and I ended up being a test subject. The medicine is called Toshiba. And at one time, it was $800. It was $800 for five pens.
Mm-hmm.
That was my cost. So it's like, you know, again, yeah. My doctor, who is a very good man, it's like, you know, again, I get his samples and it's like, you know, again, so I've been able to avoid having to have to pay that. Now, I know with the new laws that have come into effect now, lowering prescription drug prices, I'm just not sure whether this is under that umbrella. But the thing of it is that, listen, I would not be a diabetic. I would not choose to be a diabetic for all the money in the world. So it's like, you know, again, I treat myself so that I don't have to end up, you know, losing another leg because I only got one spare.
Yep.
And so, you know, again, please rethink these things. Not to mention, if you don't need something, you know, the simple thing is to just get off your fat ass and do a little bit of exercising. You know, again, and if that's too much, then just keep the saddlebags. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I do. I keep the saddlebags. So much easier.
Hey, doggone right, man. It's like, hey, I don't have to worry about it.
And speaking of saddlebags, they go they go on camels. And you know what? You know what else are in camels? Saudi Arabia. You know, it's interesting about Saudi Arabia because you know what they're trying to do right now? They're trying to suck all the flipping water out of the ocean because they're in the middle of an ucking desert. A desert. And I'm going to lead into something real quick because I know we got to do the Weird Al thing. But the story, do you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So they had this. Okay. So back in the 60s and 50s and 40s, they had like this sheik who would like, he was like this water god. And every time he drilled a hole, he got water. Well, a lot of times he got that really annoying oil as well. So, but then he'd drill the well. He'd get the water, and yay, and it went dry. Then they had to drill another one. Yay, we got water. So now they desalinize all the water that comes into Saudi Arabia. But the big boy, Dubai, you know about Dubai.
Yes, that's okay. the richest little country.
Yeah. Do you know what they forgot to do?
They put in pipes.
Yes. Do you know what kind of pipes they forgot to put in?
Water pipes.
No, sir. Not water pipes. Poop pipes. That's right. So in Dubai, you will see miles and miles of miles of poop trucks heading in and heading out of town. And they go in and they go park underneath in the garages and they fill up and they drive away with all the poop from the building. And I'm like, could you guys not have thought this one out instead? Nope. They have a special receptacle just for the poop trucks. They latch them on, they fill them up with poop, and then they drive away. Most expensive city on the planet.
I learned some of the darndest stuff on this show.
Speaking of poop.
Oh, my God. Stop that a minute. Stop it a minute. Stop it.
All right.
Stop
it. Hold on. There's pause. Okay.
Okay, what? It's like what? Because I was sitting on my radio show last week, and it was in the 7 o'clock hour, and there came this ad about, you know, Blackstool, and how this will convert your Blackstool so that you don't have abdominal pain.
No,
and
I'm
like, this is 7 o'clock in the morning. They're talking about this medication that you can take.
Look, if you have, and this is serious point. If you are listening to this show and you have black stools, go to the emergency room for real, unless you ate like a bag of carbon. Okay. If you have black stools, that is blood in your system making its way out. Do not wait. Run. And to give medical advice on the radio for people who have black stools, that they can take a supplement called carbon 15 or whatever that will get rid of the black stools is a disservice and malpractice.
Well, you know.
Is this a supplement?
Yes, I got to tell you. It's you like, need, so I you, came you, out of this spot. I came out of the spot.
You need to mention that to your, you know, you guys as a station, now that I've mentioned it to you, you could become technically liable.
Hold on a second. I got to take this call.
Uh-oh. We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. J.D. Slade needs to take a phone call. Please stand by while we listen to J.D. not talk on the radio so that we can enjoy our afternoon here. We'll do A No Name Boogie by Joe Lichtenstein. There we go. That one's boring. We'll do this one instead. Here you go.
I went down to the Huckleberry Picnic, dinner all over the ground. Skippers and the meat was 9 foot deep, and a green plot.
Da 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 da. Hello,
hello, bang bang, jitty, ding, bang bang, my 5-4 fender friend us in a motor car.
Okay. All right, I need to hear Al.
Oh, we have to go back to that screen. All right, I just closed it up. Is your phone call done with? Did you take care of your car parts? Car parts are okay?
They're going to be here in a couple hours.
All right, there you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the baddest nation in the world. And you know why?
Because we don't have Ozempic in our back.
That's exactly right. And because the food industry is going to keep feeding you. Here's some more of this week's garbage. Trendy Hunter says that Trader Joe is selling pumpkin spice ravioli.
Ugh.
The seasonal pasta is made with potato, tapioca starches, pumpkin puree, cabochon squash, and a blend of ricotta, parmesan, and mozzarella cheeses. The ravioli is sweetened with honey and brown sugar. And when you're done, you're going to lay out some brown sugar. Chaboom says Brock's recently introduced their new fall candy corn flavors. They include kettle corn, caramel corn, cotton candy, lemonade shake-up, strawberry funnel cake, and lemon lime snow cone. Remember when I told you, whatever happened to just very simple kettle corn?
It's, huh? You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Go.
That's exactly right. Inside EV says Tesla and McDonald's recently partnered to create a limited edition cyber spoon for McFlurries. The spoon, which is shaped like a Tesla Cybertruck, costs $4.09 and it's only available in China. Thank God.
Does the window break open when you touch it? Go ahead.
There you go. Says a nationwide laxative shortage is occurring because of hybrid work, travel, and low fiber diets. Doctors are telling people to eat more fruits and vegetables to combat the shortage or get movie popcorn. A new survey by Modern Retail reveals that the smell of apples may be replacing pumpkin spice as the most popular scent of the fall season. The survey tracking group cites pumpkin fatigue as one of the reasons why many brands are seeking apple-scented alternatives.
Yay.
Bath & Body Works released 35 fall scents this year, including Honeycrisp Apple, Pumpkin Apple, and Champagne Apple and Honey. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, the New York Post says Smucker's is buying Hostess for $5.6 billion.
Wow.
So now Smucker's owns Twinkies, Devil Dog, Hostess Cupcakes, and the health-focused Voortman Cookie Brand. Yeah, they're really worried about that one. Trend Hunter says Hissmile has launched a banana-flavored toothpaste that makes brushing more enjoyable for kids and adults.
What brand?
Hissmile.
Hishma.
Also has other fruit flavors like strawberry, watermelon, mango sorbet, and peach iced tea. Chaboom says Dunkin' Donuts is now selling jelly donut chocolates.
What?
The white chocolate shell is filled with layers of raspberry cream and tart jelly filling. The candy can be found in stores and online.
Candy, gross.
Slim Jim and Cinnabon are teaming up for a new product. The Slimabon is going to be launched on Friday. Fans think that it's a cinnamon-flavored Slim Jim.
Ew.
Comicbook.com says Arby's recently opened a store in the middle of the Colorado Rockies. The location called Arby's Hike Through is accessible only by hiking. It's part of a marketing campaign for Arby's new Big Game Burger.
Yeah.
The burger features a blend of venison, elk, and ground beef. Fast Food Post says McDonald's is bringing back their pumpkin spice latte. The drink is made with espresso, pumpkin, and cinnamon flavors, people have already spotted it in Iowa. Sorry. Chaboom says Olive Garden is bringing back its popular never-ending pasta bowl on September 25th. Fans can enjoy unlimited pasta combinations, super salad, and breadsticks starting at $13.99.
Carb, 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 carb.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, you're going to need that Ozempic before it's over with. Fox News says Little Debbie is launching 4 limited edition ice cream flavors inspired by their popular snacks. The flavors include apple fruit, chocolate chip cream, turtle brownie, and pumpkin delight.
Oh, gosh.
Restaurant Business News says the average price of a burger has increased to $16 due to rising beef prices. That's up 2% from last year. That means a lot to you. Fast Food Post says McDonald's is bringing back their pumpkin spice latte. The drink's made, Will, I already told you about
you told
that,
that one.
One.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And let me see. I think. Okay. And with that, I've given you enough reason to stop eating all the garbage in the world. Otherwise, you're going to end up.
Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
And the big one is tomorrow,
the sun will come out tomorrow.
Is National Burger Day. And a lot of the different places are advertising. So McDonald's, you can get a double cheeseburger for 50 cents. They're throwing back the price. Wendy's, I think it's a penny. A penny for burger.
You know, I stopped eating at McDonald's years ago because, well, it started when they changed the formula on how they cook their fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like their burgers ended up, you know, again, almost like Taco Bell response. I'm very regular, so I don't need any help with that. So I just figure, well, I guess I won't go to McDee's.
I don't need to eat McDonald's food because otherwise I'll have to go to Dubai.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
Have you tried the new KFC nuggets?
No, I won't eat KFC food. KFC changed their recipe about 14 years ago. Someone said, "Hey, man, how much salt do we put in here?" Well, we put like 3 tablespoons per serving. Can you change that to 50? Sure. No problem. We'll do that. I God's honest truth. I was with my daughter. We just got out of some, and I think I've talked about this. We got out of some school event or what have you. Hey, let's stop for KFC, a special treat. And I got their new, it was these little nugget things that they were serving 12, 14 years ago. And I put it into my mouth. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but if you have something's really salty, the inside of your mouth, the skin starts to peel away. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I never have anything that salty.
That is how bad it was. And my stomach started like, it was tightening up. I'm like, this is like salt poisoning for real. That, you know, when you're like in Alaska. What's the, oh boy. I can't remember. It's one of the native, tribes. But anyway, when they get up to like 80, 90 years old and they know they're like of no use to their family, what they do is they like take big, huge chunks of salt and eat it. And then go sit on a ice raft and drift off into the sunset, and they get cold and die, and that's it. So I think that's what KFC is trying to do. They're trying to get people to die off early.
Have
that
they
much
built
salt
the boat yet?
No.
I mean,
you are
so
bad.
We need a NOAA project here.
So there isn't enough Ozempic on the planet to save me from that one. So Mel Brooks, are you going to get him?
I'm going to work on it. I will work on it this week. I'll have a report for you next week.
We'll need Mel Brooks because we're running out of people. You know,
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, good. All right. So he's not dead yet? Okay.
No, no, he's sent off Gordon Lightfoot. He sent off the guy from Smash Mouth. he's still hanging the
guy
around.
And the guy from Margaritaville's gone. So there you go.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett is dead again.
So he just released a new song.
Who?
Jimmy Buffett. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it went to number one. Of course, that's how that works.
Of course, as a matter of fact, Margaritaville went back on the charts. It was number 38 last week on Billboard.
There you go.
So, again, old songs never die; they just get recycled.
What did we talk about today? Let's see.
I have no idea. It's like, you know, but I think with that sound, it means the show's over. So we must.
Yeah, Freddie ran it. He ran it. Thanks, Freddie.
Hey, and see, again, we started late, but it's like we also finished late, so it's all going
to
balance
out. And you had to take a phone call for some car parts. And you
yes, sir. That. And knowing that the car parts are going to be in-house, it's like we will be open for business at noon today.
Doesn't your car part delivery person know that you do the Slade and Mason show every day?
Absolutely.
Sunday?
Absolutely. That's why I've never mentioned his name. I have to protect the guilty.
Assuming it's a he.
I don't know.
JD's pretty good about that. All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Mason. See ya. Ooh, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. See ya. Oh, early delivery. All right.
Had a rope and a window.
Yeah, because they're going to smell real funny in this studio.
Hey, who stepped on a skunk in here?
Putting in the car park. Going away. Bye, Dan.
Yes.
We really do have too much fun at this. Quack, 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 quack.
I'm melting.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Melting, you son of a...
Ah!